And you will see Mubtada is marfu and the khabar is marfu. And if there are no vowel signs, we will still make it marfu. Brother Muhammad? Okay. So, brothers and sisters, here we come. Al-kalamu maksurun. What did I say? Al-kalamu maksurun. Is al-kalamu marfu? Yes. Is maksurun marfu? Yes. Okay. Both are marfu. Al-kalamu maksurun. The pen is broken. Are you with me? Okay, brother and sister, what is al-kalamu? Yes. Is broken. No, when I say, what is al-kalamu? And if you say the pen, then I'll tell you, I know that. But I want a little more now. It is a subject. What is it? Brother Samad? Now we are going in little detail. Huh? What is al-kalamu? Mubtada. Are you with me? What is al-kalamu? Oh, where is the khabar? What about the pen? Tell me more about the pen. Where is the khabar? Maksurun. It's broken. Are you with me? So, mubtada and khabar. Mubtada and khabar. Sister Faiza? Are you with me, brothers? Sister Farhan? Is it clear, brother? Inshallah? Brother, you too? What's your name, brother? Farooq, mashallah, mashallah. Brother, is it clear? If you don't understand, ask me. Fine. Next sentence, brother. Al-babu maftuhun. What is the translation of al-babu? The door. What did you say? The door. Definite. You use that. Okay, and what is it now? What is the news? Is open. Okay, now we go in Arabic. Al-babu. What is al-babu? Mubtada. What is maftuhun? Khabar. The news. Are you with me? Is it clear? Brother, inshallah, you will go home and you will concentrate on it. And tomorrow when we meet, we will still be repeating these things. I'll briefly revise everything, inshallah. We won't go further in lesson 4. No. We will go slowly. Brother, al-waladu, the boy, what it can be? It started the sentence. It's marfu. It is started the sentence, so it has to be? Marfu. And more than that? It's mubtada. The sentence begins with a noun. So it is a nominal sentence. Jumla ismiya. Brother, today, this thing is new to you. But I assure you, in a few days, you will tell me, I feel I knew this from my childhood. I knew these things from the very beginning. Are you with me? It will become very easy to you. Today is the first day, but it seems you are all understanding well. But tomorrow we are going to repeat these things again. Okay? Al-waladu, the boy, that is our muftada. What is the news? Translate it. The boy is sitting. So he's sitting. Is sitting is the news. Sahih? Mubtada? Khabar. Very good, brother. Al-mudarrisu. And, waw is and. Al-mudarrisu? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Waqifun. Standing. Are you with me? So here we have got simple sentences and we are easily identifying the words in it. One is mubtada, other is khabar. Jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar. Mubtada marfu, khabar also marfu. Are you with me? But once, now this is only the basic. We got to learn a lot more. But once all these things are there, then when you will read Quran, inshallah, it will come to you in different colors. You will understand things that you never understood before. Inshallah. Okay. Okay. Now, brother, Al-Kitabu. What is it? Al-Kitabu Jadid. Okay. So, what is Al-Kitabu? Mubtada. Marfu, it is marfu, mufti is always marfu. And then jadidun, khabar. Khabar, see, it has got tanween, indefinite. Okay? Now, brother, we are going to, I must tell you something else. See how far-sighted and clever Dr. Abdurrahim is. If he says jadidun, the next word has opposite of it. What is it? Kadimun. So it makes it easy for us to learn new words. Okay, brother? Okay. Al-himaru saghirun. Then what is the opposite of saghir? Kabir. So it's easy for us to memorize. Are you with me, brother? How clever Dr. Abdurrahim is. He's choosing words in a way that makes it very easy for us to understand and also to memorize. Here we are, brothers and sisters. Okay. Al-kitabu mubtada jadidun is the khabar. Are you with me? The translation is, the book is new. Wal-kalamu and the pen. Wal-kalamu and the pen. Wal-kalamu and the pen. Qadimun. That is your khabar. Next one. Al-himaru saghirun. The donkey is small. Wal-hisanu kabirun. And the horse is big. Al-kursiyu maksurun. What is the translation? The chair is broken. Now analyze it in a simple way. Mubtada and khabar. Khalas, brother. Mubtada and khabar. Sahih? Okay, very good. Al-mindilu wasikhun. The handkerchief is dirty. Now, these are the vocabs you have to do it at home. Put an effort and memorize it, brother. So, same thing. Mindilu mubtada. Where is the khabar? Wasikhun. Are you with me? Okay. Next one, brother. Al-ma'u baridun. Do you see the khabar is indefinite? All the time indefinite coming. Al-ma'u baridun. The water. The water. You said the water. Remember? I'm just pointing out to you that mubtada is always definite. Definite. And marfu, of course. Al-ma'u baridun. Al-ma'u baridun. The water is cold. Okay. Al-kamaru jamilun. Al-kamaru jamilun. The moon is beautiful. Mubtada and khabar. Okay. Al-baytu mubtada. Karibun. The house is near. And what is the opposite of Karib? Ba'id. Wal masjidu, and the masjid is far. Are you with it? Al hajaru, the rock, the stone. Thaqilun. Heavy. Heavy. Okay. And what is the opposite of thaqilun? Khafifun, light. So see, brother, very easy to memorize. Thaqilun, khafifun. Kabirun, saghirun. Jadidun, kadimun. So, it's very easy, brother. Karibun, ba'idun. Very good. Al-hajaru, thakilun. The rock is heavy. Well, waraku, what is waraku? Paper. The page, a paper. Okay. Khafifun, light. Okay. Al-labanu, harun, harun. Because the shadda is on ra. So you got to pronounce it properly. Harun. Al-labanu, mubtada. Where is the khabar? Harun. Harun is your khabar. Fine. Al-kamisu, meaning, what is the meaning? Al-kamisu? The shirt. The shirt. What about it? Give it the news. Nazif, it's clean. So what is Al-Kamisu? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Nazifun. Brother, tell me, isn't it easy? I hope you will find it easy. If not today, Sister Salma, tomorrow definitely, inshallah. Because we will be repeating these things, inshallah. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I'm not? Okay. I'll go one more exercise because I want you to do on your own this exercise. Brother, ikra waktub ma dabtil awakhiril kalimati. Means, you know, put the proper vowel signs at the end. Huh? Okay. It's not given. You got to tell me very loudly. Masji dun, mashallah. And al-masji du. Alhamdulillah. Al-ma-u. Next one. Un, mashallah. Al-bay-tu. Oh, tu. Al-bay-tu. Got to be careful, brother. If you say al-baytun, I got a very weak heart. I'll get heart attack. It has to be al-baytu. Okay. And then ba-bun. Kala-mun. Al-kala-mu. Mashallah. Al-kal-bu. Kal-bun. Kami-sun. Wala-dun. Al-haja-ru. Al-wala du, hima run, al-hima ru, al-hisa nu, hisa nun. MashaAllah. So you are understanding definite and indefinite. Tanween with al single. Are you with me? Now, brothers and sisters, you got to write all these things. This is ikra waktu. So a lot of homework. I hope you will find time. I know you got a lot of responsibilities, your children, husband, businesses. Do as much as you can, brother, inshallah. Okay, now, brother, we go back to page number one. We go to page number one. Okay? Number one. What is the first sentence, brother? Hada baytun. I want you to analyze it. Is it a jumla ismiya? Yes, brother, that goes without saying because we haven't come across jumla failure. And it will come later on. So all are jumla ismiya. What are you looking for? Sister Salma? Mubtada and khabar. We are only looking for these two things. Okay. So when you say hadha baytun, where is mubtada? Hadha is your mubtada. And remember, it is definite. It is definite. Because when you say haza, you are pointing out to something particular. So it is definite. In fact, let me tell you a rule. Are you listening? All pronouns. What did I say? All pronouns are definite. All pronouns are definite. Because the pronoun replaces noun. We will learn more about pronouns, inshallah, in 2-3 days. A lot we will learn. Okay? So, hadha is the pronoun, and pronouns are all definite. Okay? By their nature, they are all definite. Okay, fine. Hadha baytun. So, hadha is definite. Because we know mubtada has to be definite most of the time. In the Quran, we will learn the sentences in which mubtada is indefinite. And you will be amazed. You will love it when we will go through some of the sentences in the Quran. And it will amaze you, brother. Now you will feel that thing in your heart, you know, inshallah. Okay, hadha baytun. What is hadha? I know this. Mubtada. What is hadha? Mubtada. Oh, where is the khabar? Baytun. Brother, I told you this is all halwa puri. Now do you believe me? It is all halwa puri. Okay, haza masjidun. What is haza? Mubtada. Where is khabar? Masjidun. Theek hai? Fine. Haza babun. Where is mubtada? Haza. Babun. Khabar. So all these are simple sentences. They are nominal sentences. They are jumla, ismiya, and they are mubtada and khabar. These are all simple. But be prepared to come across some hardship piece. And then we will be ready to analyze it, inshallah. Okay, fine. Now, from now onwards, you must understand one thing. we will try to analyze every sentence that will come in front of us. If the sentence is a question, what did I say, brothers and sisters? If the sentence is a question, we will not analyze it. We won't attempt to analyze it. Till we go in book 3. Till we go in lesson number 10 in book 3. We will not analyze it. Now, questions, just leave it aside. Don't even attempt. Don't make an attempt. Because it will confuse you. And you will ask me a question. You will confuse me. And when I try to explain you, I will not be able to remove your confusion. So questions we will keep it aside. Statements we will try to analyze, inshallah. And you will find it easy, inshallah. And I'll work my utmost to make it easy, inshallah. Okay, brother? Hada baitun we know, hada kamisun we know, everything we know, brothers and sisters. Okay, now we come to brothers and sisters. Okay. Hada tabibun, hada waladun, you know all these things. Huh? So, if I say hada waladun, what I'm saying? Mubtada khabar. Hada tabibun, mubtada khabar. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Very good. And where are we now? I come to now. Okay. Zalika. Zalika Najmun. Zalika Najmun. Where is Mubtada? Zalika. Najmun is khabar. Remember, Mubtada is Marfu. So, Zalika is Marfu. What is Zalika? A pronoun. Are you with me? Zalika is pronoun. And all pronouns are definite. Definite. Are you with me? All pronouns are definite. Okay. Fine, brother. Zalika baitun, it's easy. Zalika sarirun is easy. Zalika imamun is easy. Mubtada khabar. So, brother, these are all very easy. I think I will go to the page number 15, exercise number 2. Brothers and sisters, I'll go to exercise number 2 to, you know, do it a little bit. We'll finish at 12:30 sharp. Inshallah. Maybe 5 minutes early we'll finish. No vowel signs, brother. Dr. Abdurim thinks you know everything now. Huh? No vowel signs, brother Muhammad. Yes. You got to figure out. But you know, if it starts with Al-Maktabu, it has to be, okay, we are still in Marfu. So you can close your eyes and start putting Dhammas. It's no problem there. Al-Maktabu Maksurun. Mubtada khabar. Theek hai? Okay. Al-Mudarrisu. Yeah. So now you got to, when you will write in the book, you will write down Mudarrisun. Write it properly, yeah, brother. Write it properly so that we get an idea. Okay. Al-Khamisu Wasikhun. Mubtada khabar. Sahih? Are you with me? Al-Labanu. What is the meaning of it? Cold. I want you to go home and memorize the vocabs. Because we are going to repeat this tomorrow. Okay. Al-Masjidu Maftuhun. You will always say Dundandin. You got to say it loudly. Dundandin. Okay. Masjid is open. Mashallah, mashallah. Al-Hajaru Kabirun, meaning stone is big. What is the analysis? Mubtada khabar. Are you with me, brother? Al-labanu baridun. The milk is cold. Mubtada khabar. Wa, what is wa? Ataf. And, conjunction. And what is? Wal-ma'u harun. The water is hot. Baridun, harun. Opposite. Cold, hot. Fine, brother. Al-Muhandisu. What is the meaning of Muhandisu? Engineer. Al-Muhandisu, Jalisun. It is sitting. Where is Mubtada? Al-Muhandisu, Jalisun. Khabar. Okay. Wal-Mudarrisu, Al-Mildilu, Wasikhun. Al-Labanu, Harun. Al-Labanu, Harun. Okay. Got the idea? Tell me, is it difficult, brother? No, I don't think so. But if you find you are not getting 100% grip on it, don't worry. Tomorrow we are going to revise it. Huh? Okay, brothers and sisters? Now, next one. What is given here? Can you see the next one? What is given here? It is the khabar that has been given. So we have to bring a proper mubtada. But then we have to bring it from our head. It's not mentioned here. And mubtada is marfu and it is also definite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? It is definite. Fine. Nazifun. Something is nazifun. Something is clean. Are you with me? Tell me. Al-kamisu nazifun. So you started with al. Mubtada. Are you with me, brothers? Al-kamisu. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Next one is maksurun. Something is broken. Al-kalamu maksur. So you are bringing now mubtadas. Very good. Baridun. Something is cold. Al-ma'u baridun. Al-labanu. Whatever you want to think of. Karibun, karibun. Al-masjidu, karibun. Or al-baytu, karibun. Whatever you can say. Okay, brother? Something is far. Al-najmu or al-kamaru. Al-kamaru, baidun. Very good, brother. Somebody is standing. At-tabibu or al-mudarrisu or al-waladu, waqifun. Koi khada hai na? So we put that person in as a mubtada. Al-mudarrisu waqifun. Inshallah. Somebody is sitting, brother. Who's sitting? Al-muhandisu jalisun. Or al-waladu jalisun. Are you with me, brothers? Okay. Now, something is very big. Al-baytu kabirun. You can say, you know, when you drive down Bayview and, you know, Lawrence, you see all those monster homes, you know. Then when you are driving, you can say, Hazal baytu kabirun. This house is a big, you know. Al-baytu kabirun. Okay. Fine, brothers and sisters. Something is old. Yes, you can say Al-Rajalu. The man is old. Yes. Al-Kitabu Kadimun. Al-Kalamu Kadimun. Al-Sariru Kadimun. Whatever. But it will be with Al. Because you're using Muftada now. Bringing in Muftada. Very good, brothers. Something is new. At-Talibu Jadidun. The student is new. Or Al-Mudarisu Jadidun. Or Al-Kalamu Jadidun. Al-Kitabu Jadidun, Al-Kursiyu Jadidun, you can say anything you want. You will be able to use simple sentences now, brother. And you will be able to make your own sentences. So, brothers and sisters, Al-Jumlatul Ismiyatu. What did I say? Nominal sentence. Al-Jumlatul Ismiyatu has got two parts. In English, we say subject and predicate. In Arabic, we say Mubtada and Khabar. They are both always marfu. They will end with a Dhamma. They will end with a Dhamma. And the Mubtada is most of the time definite. And Khabar, most of the time. Sometimes it can be definite. Most of the time, indefinite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, can you see here Muhammadun Rasulullahi? What kind of sentence is this? Jumla Ismiya. What kind of a sentence is this? Because it started with Muhammad. This is not Jumla Ismiya. This is not, Jumla Ismiya here. Okay? This is Ismiya, but we'll learn later on, inshallah. This is not Jumla Ismiya. Okay? But this is Jumla Ismiya. Muhammadun. So where is Mubtada? It has got Tanween. Is it definite, indefinite? Definite. Why it is definite? Because it is a proper noun. Name. Fine, brother. How about this? Allahu. Definite. What is this? Jumla Ismiya. What is this? Mubtada. Where is the khabar of this? Ghafur. Allahu Ghafur. Allah is most forgiving. And here, I'm not going in detail because in the next lessons we'll go in detail. But Muhammad is the Rasul, is the messenger. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, to wind up, brother, in Arabic, the nouns decline. Are you with me? The nouns decline. They can end with a Dhamma, or they can end with a Fata, or they can end with a Kasra. If they end with a Dhamma, we call it Marfu. If they end with a Fataha, we call it Mansur. If they end with a Kasra, we call it Majur. So in other words, it's Dun, Dan, and Din. Again, say it loudly. Say it loudly. Dan, Din. Now, if I say Dun, what will you say to me? It's Marfu. What will you say? If I say Dan, what will you tell me? It's Mansu. If I say Din, are you with me? Again, I tell you, if I say Dun, if it is Dan, if it is Din, Majur. If I say Dun, then it is Marfu. And if I say Dan, it's Mansu. And when I say Din, it's Majroor. One more time. If I say Dun, it's Marfu. If I say Dan, it's Mansu. And if I say Din, therefore, Dun Dun Dan Dan Din Din. Dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din. So that is what it is, brother. Dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din, dun dun dan dan din din. So what I'm saying, marfu, mansub, and majrur. Will you remember this, brother? Marfu, Mansub, Majrur. This terminology you should memorize tonight. Because this is how we will be pointing out to the words. Are you with me? It's easy, brother. My last advice. If you did not understand thoroughly, don't worry. We will repeat it again. And you will, inshallah, get it. So do not be, don't say to yourself, मैं बुड्ढा हो गया हूँ, I am become old, और मैं बुड्ढी हो गई हूँ. Don't say that, brother. Age is not the barrier. If you have a will, if you have a determination, Allah will make it easy. Okay, are you with me? So tomorrow we'll revise everything, and then the way we are going, brothers and sisters, soon we'll be in the lesson 4. And in lesson 4, Majroor will come. What will come? Majroor will come in lesson 4. But inshallah, we'll go slowly, slowly, and we'll keep on revising. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brothers and sisters, we'll start our session. I would like to repeat a couple of things, just as a revision. In Arabic language, brothers and sisters, the noun declines. We call it declension of noun. In other words, it's mu'arab. It can have three cases. It can be nominative, accusative, and genitive. I did not say this yesterday, but then it may confuse you, but it is very simple. Nominative case means it is marfu. And then accusative case means it's mansub. And genitive case means it's majrur. So it should not be confusing. We will get used to marfu, mansub, and majrur more than anything else. In other words, the noun can end Muhammadun, that's why I said dun, then it can end in dan, that's why I said dan, and it can end as a din. And we should be watching these things in the Quran when we read. If it is a noun, is it marfu? Is it mansub? Is it majrur? And it will tell you a story. Who am I? You know? For example, we also said to you that in Arabic language, there are two kinds of sentences. If the sentence begins with a noun, then we call it jumla ismiya. If a sentence begins with a verb, we call it jumla fi'liya. Very simple. If it is a jumla ismiya, brothers and sisters, we are looking for two things in it. Where is mubtada? And where is khabar? In other words, where is subject? And where is predicate? And brothers, as I told you, the subject, the mubtada, is always marfu. So you see, it is telling you a story. You see a jumla ismiya, and you see a noun, and if it is marfu, it is telling you, I am mubtada. And then, if there is a khabar, it will also be marfu, and that khabar is telling you, I am. That marfu is telling you, I am khabar now. You know? So you will be able to identify these things, brother. Okay? So, all the sentences so far we have done, they are very, very simple. No complications. But, well, things will get complicated. The more complicated they get, the more interesting they become. Inshallah, we are going to enjoy it when they get complicated. So, from time to time, I will also tell you, you know, that certain things are harf and certain things are noun, okay? And you can make a little note. You do not have to sit down and memorize everything. Just make a note of it because I'll be repeating them and inshallah you'll be hearing from me all the time. Okay. Now, we also studied that a simple statement like Hada baytun, Hada kursiyun, Hada waladun, Hada tabibun, you can change that into a question by putting Hamza in front. Now that Hamza is a warf. Hamza is a harf. Hamza is a harf. Okay? But then it has got a long name that by the time you go in book two, you'll get used to it. Harful istifham. Particle for asking question. Interrogative particle. Okay? But you don't have to worry now. Just remember that when you put a in front of a statement, it turns into a question. That's all. Haza baytun, this is a house. Ahaza baytun, is this a house? That's all. Okay. And then we use ma to ask a question. Ma haza. Okay. But ma is not harf, but ma is a ism. Okay. Fine. Ma haza, what is this? Okay. And then if it is to refer to an akil, to a person with intelligence, rational noun, we call it, then you have to use man. Then you have to use man. Man haza. Okay? Ma haza, what is this? Man haza, who is this? Inshallah, you will try and read the sentences more often and you will get used to it, inshallah. And then we were in lesson number 3, brothers and sisters, where we came to the definite noun and indefinite noun. That we had studied in the beginning. Brother? Indefinite noun will always have tanween. Double vowel sign. It can be tanween dhamma, it can be tanween fata, or it can be tanween kasra. Dun, dan, din. You know, depending on what function the noun is performing in the sentence. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, how do you make indefinite noun into definite noun? By putting al and removing that double vowel sign, leaving only one vowel sign. Okay? Baytun, a house. Al-baytu, the house. Kalamun, a pen. Al-kalamu, the pen. Waladun, a boy. Al-waladu, the boy. Tabibun, a doctor. At-tabibu, the doctor. Mudarrisun, a teacher. Al-mudarrisu, the teacher. So it's very simple, inshallah. And then I pointed out to you and I ask you, make simple sentences in English. Make nominal sentence in English. And you realized, I made you observe yourself, that you always started with the. Do you remember? Huh? You say, the house is new. The pen is broken. You know, the kitab, the book, you always started with the. The book is old. In other words, brothers and sisters, muftada, which is marfu, most of the time it is definite. It is definite now. And then the khabar, most of the time it will be indefinite. It is marfu, but it is indefinite. And then we did some exercises, brothers and sisters. I hope you are comfortable with them. For example, we did the exercise on page number 15, brothers and sisters. Exercise 3, in which we were filling the blanks with the words given. You remember? Jamilun, Wasikhun, Maftuhun, Harun, Thakilun, Khafifun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? There, you are there in the book now? Yes. Now, I was so pleased with your answers, brothers and sisters. When your answers are correct, I get a special happiness that things are now, you know, working and you are understanding. We have to fill in the blanks. But what kind of a word is there in the front? For example, Al-Hajaru, Al-Kamaru, Al-Mindilu, Al-Babu, Al-Waraku, Al-Labanu. And I was pleased with your answers, brothers and sisters, because you say this is all Mubtada. It means we are looking to fit in a proper khabar. And you did very well, but we'll do one more time. You can do it together. Brother, if I say Al-Hajaru, what will be your answer? Thakilun, mashallah. Huh? If I say Al-Babu, Maftuhun. Huh? You got the idea, brother? Farooq, inshallah. If I say Al-Kamaru, Jamilun, mashallah. If I say Al-Waraku, Khafifun. Al-Mindilu, Wasikhun. Wasikhun. Al-Labanu, Harun. Harun. So you see, you got the idea. We had the Mubtada and you brought the Khabar to complete the sentence. Now in the next sentence, the next exercise, brothers and sisters, in the next exercise, we have a Khabar. Now we have to bring in Mubtada, but the Mubtadas are not given. Subjects are not given. So you have to think. And if you have read your lesson 2-3 times, then the answers will come with ease, inshallah. Okay, brother, nazifun, something is clean. Al-mindilu nazifun, al-kamisu nazifun. You can, you know, say anything you want to say, inshallah. Next one is maksurun, something is broken. Al-kalamu maksurun, al-kursiyu maksurun, as-sariru maksurun, anything you want to say. Huh? Something is cold, baridun. Al-ma'u baridun. Or you can say al-labanu baridun. Huh? Okay. Later on when we learn, al-jawu baridun. The weather is cold. Huh? Later on you will learn more vocabs, inshallah. Okay. Qaribun, something is near. Al-masjidu karibun, al-baytu karibun. Are you with me? Fine, brothers and sisters. Something is far. Al-Baytu Ba'idun or Al-Masjidu Ba'idun. Okay. All or Al-Kamaru Ba'idun. Okay. Waqifun. Someone is standing. Al-Muhandisu Waqifun. Ar-Rajulu Waqifun. Okay. At-Tabibu Waqifun. You know. Brothers and sisters, you know, you can use your own sentences now. You can make even half a dozen sentences. So this is a good exercise to make your own sentences. Okay. And if you have children, brother, if you teach them, they will start speaking these sentences. I have experienced it, you know, with children. You know, they pick up very fast. Jalisun, someone is sitting. Al-Muhandisu Jalisun, Mudarrisu Jalisun. Okay. At-Talibu Jalisun, the student is sitting. Fine. Kabirun. Al-Hisanu Kabirun. The horse is big. But do you see now, brother? We are using definite noun first as a muftada, and the khabar is coming as indefinite. Keep that in mind. Now, this rule, most of the time, there will be some exceptions. And we will learn from the Quran those things, inshallah. Brother, for your information, I will speak from time to time about Quran. What is Quran? Brother? Quran is such a unique book. 1400 plus year old, you know. Nothing has been written like that in Arabic language to match Quran. It's unique. The grammar of Arabic language is derived from Quran. Can you imagine? The grammar of Arabic language came from the Quran. The Quran dictates the grammar of Arabic language, brother. So everything that you want to learn about Arabic grammar, the Quran is going to teach you. And everything we will learn, brother. But if you don't learn the language, then we are missing out so much. And from time to time, I'll bring examples, you know. Even examples of exception to the rule. We will find it in the Quran, you know. And you will love it. And you know, most of you are very well into Quran. You have been studying for a long time. You have memorized. But now you will understand the Quran from a different perspective. It will come to you in a different colors, you know. And inshallah, we will feel the magic of Quran in our heart. Okay, inshallah. Something is old. Qadimun. Al-Kitabu Qadimun. If you, Sister Maimuna, loudly, sister. Al-Baytu Qadimun. MashaAllah. Al-Baytu Qadimun. Correct. Al-Baytu Qadimun. Al-Masjidu Qadimun. Okay, very good. Jadidun, something is new. At-Tabibu Jadid. Okay, or Kitab, Al-Kalam. You know, you can say a house, whatever you want to say. But you will start with definite noun, which is coming as a Mubtada. MashaAllah. Al-Kalimatul Jadidu. But the new words. These are the new words. Okay, sure. Now, I would like you to memorize them, the vocabs. The vocabs we should memorize. From now onwards, we should make a special effort to memorize. Brother, for intensive course, you've got to study every day at home. You'll have to set out a time, and study every day, inshallah. Al-Kamaru, what is the meaning, brother? The moon. Jadidun, new. Kadimun, wasikhun, mashallah, nazifun, harun, baridun, saghirun, kabirun, maftuhun, open, maksurun, faqilun, heavy, khafifun, jamilun, waqifun, sending. Jalisun. So there are many words in this block brothers and sisters, which are opposite to each other. So you should try to figure them out. It will help you to memorize it quickly. Huh? For example, brothers and sisters, Jadidun, what is the opposite of Jadidun?
Kadim.
What is the opposite of Wasikhun?
Nazifun.
What is the opposite of Harun? You see how clever Dr. Abdurrahim is? He does it so beautifully, brother. I think this is a beautiful idea. When I first learned this, I was amazed, you know, that this makes learning very easy. Saghirun, kabirun. Okay? Then we have thaqilun, khafifun. Thaqilun, heavy, khafifun, light, brother. Rabbana, atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabun nar. Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa zuriyatina qurrata ayunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana, la tuakhirna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana, ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll meet around 9:15, inshallah. You'll try to come, if possible, inshallah. If you are late due to traffic, don't worry, brothers and sisters. You know? Inshallah. Jazakallah, brother. What is your conjunction in English?